Ladies and gentlemen, the Alhambra Bijou is proud to present one of Hollywood's heavyweights. Please welcome a truly big star of the silver screen, the one, the only, Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle!
I'm swearing off dames now, I'm taking the pledge, I'm quitting the feminine sex. Each gal that I see soon appears she could be potentially my future ex. The game of romance is a treacherous one, it sure has its ups and its downs. It isn't that fortune doesn't smile at me, pal, it's that when fortune sees me, she frowns. Oh, the girls that I've loved haven't always been kind, I've often been wounded by fate. When beauty is flawless, sometimes you will find a flawed poisonality trait. I've learned a few lessons I no longer need, since I've no more need to pitch woo. If you'll let me impart some wisdom learned in my heart, I will happily share it with you. You've got to leave them laughing as you go. You've got to leave them with a smile. Leave them laughing as you go. Make it the goal of your soul to make them roll in the aisle. You've got to hear them howling when you leave and make your exit right on cue. Got to leave them laughing as you go, though you know the joke's on you. Let me tell you about the first girl I ever knew. Her name was Patty. She sure was pretty. She had blue eyes and freckles and pigtails. I was 7 and she was 6, and we were playing marbles one day, and I realized I wanted to kiss her. But she kept saying she had to go home right after we were through playing, so I knew I had to think of a strategy to get her to give me a kiss. But I'm not the world's fastest thinker, so I decided to stall for time. I started to let her win. She took my Aggie, my Opal, my Cat's Eye, pretty much all of my favorite marbles. Not knowing what to do, I blurted out, "I want you to be my girlfriend!" As she shot, I guess I was hoping it would distract her. No luck. She nailed my lucky marble, Bluebeard. She picked up the marbles and started to leave. I said, "How about a kiss for your boyfriend?" She said, "I don't want a boyfriend who's lost his marbles." You got to leave them laughing as you go. Make it a cheer you hope to draw. You make them titter, giggle, chortle, laugh. And then you're starting to build until you reach your guffaw. You got to hear them tear the place apart as you are heading out that door. Got to leave them laughing as you go, so they always beg for more. I remember my first date. She seemed like such a nice girl with such a pretty name, Lucretia. We went to Playland, you know, by the beach. I asked her if she wanted to go into the water, but she said she didn't have a swimsuit. So I bought her a swimsuit. She sure looked pretty. Then she said she didn't want to get her hair wet, so I bought her a bathing cap. But as we got near the water, she told me she didn't know how to swim. I asked her if she wanted to see my famous breaststroke. What do you know? She slapped me. You got to leave them laughing if you can. You gotta try to raise a smile, 'cause only laughter has the power to heal and cause the hurting to cease, at least for a while. You got to bring that house down when you're through and hear the laughter as you go. Got to leave them laughing as it ends, even though it stops the show. Then one day I thought I'd found the right girl. We went everywhere together. We were inseparable. Everything was perfect. So we got married. Then things started to change. She started complaining that we had settled into a routine. Nothing was new or exciting anymore. Marriage was boring, she said. Well, I could see what the problem was. She was obviously crazy. So I called a psychiatrist to do some kind of highfalutin marriage counseling or something. At first, he had us both coming in, but after a couple of weeks, he said that since she was obviously the one who needed the counseling, he wanted to arrange to meet with her once a week for private sessions. Almost immediately, I noticed her mood improved. And then he said he wanted to meet with her twice a week, and that since she seemed to be more relaxed at home, he'd conduct the sessions at our house while I was at work. Well, that was fine with me, I said. Whatever he was doing, it seemed to be making her happy, and that made me happy too. Until I came home from work early one day and caught them in the midst of one of their sessions. Flagrante delicto! I said, hey, I'm paying for counseling, not physical therapy. It's like I told you before, romance is hazardous stuff. Some people think it's a bore and some just can't get enough. But love, it makes you complete and lets you know you're alive. A sense of humor's required for those who hope to survive. Now, everybody, you got to leave them laughing as you go. You got to leave them with a smile. Leave them laughing as you go. Make it the goal of your soul to make them roll in the aisle. You got to leave them laughing as you go. And make your exit right on cue. Got to leave them laughing as you go, though you know the joke's on you. One more time! You got to leave them laughing as you go. You got to leave them with a smile. Leave them laughing as you go. Make it the goal of your soul to make them roll in the aisle. You gotta hear them howling as you leave and make your exit right on cue. Got to leave them laughing as you go, though you know the joke. That note was given to me by Enrico Caruso. Boy, was he glad to get rid of it. Though you know the joke's on you.